From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Army Colonel Ryan Dillon said Tuesday that the Army could only confirm that about 90% of the Syrian city of Raqqa had been retaken from Islamic State militants, even as the U.S.-backed forces declared victory.
We estimate there to be perhaps about 100 ISIS fighters that could remain in Raqqa.
The Syrian Democratic Forces said the fighting was over and that it was clearing the city, stadiums, mines, and remaining militants. Iraqi forces took over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk on Tuesday, along with the town of Sinjar, as they expanded a pushback against Kurdish control of the areas outside of their semi-autonomous region. Robert Rafael has more.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bayhasan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
The U.S. State Department called for a calm in the region and not wanting to ignite a new front in Iraq's 14-year civil war. A federal judge in Hawaii has blocked President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel, which was to go into effect at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday. Catherine Gibson has the details.
The ruling by Judge Derek Watson prohibits restrictions on travelers from six countries that the Trump administration said could not provide enough information to meet U.S. security standards. The countries were Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen.
Watson's temporary restraining order did not interfere with restrictions on North Korea or Venezuela. This is VOA News. Spain's top court ruled Catalonia's independence referendum illegal Tuesday, saying that the regional law backing it violated Spain's constitution. Angel Palcheski has that story.
The Catalan government had passed the self-determination referendum law on September 6th, but Spain's high court said the law must be suspended temporarily as it assessed the Spanish government's opposition to it, even though Catalonia went ahead with the referendum on October 1st. According to court regulations, the suspension was to last 5 months while judges come up with a ruling. But the pro-independence coalition ruling Catalonia claimed that the universal right to self-determination outweighed Spain's laws. Catalonia's government spokesperson told reporters Tuesday that Catalonia would not surrender its secession bid and reiterated calls for talks with Madrid on what he called a democratic mandate for independence. Spain had given Catalonia until Thursday to reverse any moves it had made to secede or face direct rule from Madrid. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
UN aid agencies say the number of Rohingya refugees arriving in Bangladesh from Myanmar has jumped to 582,000, with nearly 60% children. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Children's Fund spokeswoman Marixi Mercado has just returned from Bangladesh near the border with Myanmar, where she saw children living in shelters perched precariously on hillsides. She says the makeshift shelters are so flimsy, they are likely to collapse during a strong wind or rainfall. She says she saw children in Cox's Bazar drinking dirty water from muddy ponds, causing outbreaks of acute diarrhea. She says UNICEF has received just 7% of the $76 million it needs to provide emergency support to children over the next 6 months. Without the money, she warns the Rohingya children will lose out on every level. She says her agency will have to stop trucking safe water to 40,000 people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain's domestic intelligence chief warned during a rare public speech Tuesday that the terrorist threat the country faces has accelerated at an alarming pace and is worse now than any time during his 34-year career. MI5 Director General Andrew Parker said his agency is constantly expanding and upgrading its capability, but cannot realistically prevent all attacks targeting civilians. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is rejecting opposition claims that regional elections for governors were shrouded in fraud. In a three-hour news conference Tuesday, Maduro defended Venezuela's voting system as one of the most secure in the world. Opposition leaders are disputing an official vote count that says the ruling Socialist Party won most of the 23 governorships elected on Sunday. From Studio 23 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.